Canto 1, Chapter 14. The Disappearance of Krishna. Sutta said, Arjuna went to the city of Dwaraka to see his friends and Krishna, the one glorified in the Vedic hymns, in order to know what his further plans were. After a few months had passed, and Arjuna had not returned from there, Yudhishthira observed various fearful signs. The time had taken an inauspicious turn. He observed seasonal irregularities and saw that human beings sinfully turned to anger, greed and falsehood in heartening their civil means of livelihood. There was cheating in ordinary transactions. Dishonesty mixed itself in the regard of well-wishers, fathers, mothers and brothers, and also between man and wife. There was quarrel. The people gradually were acquiring godless habits like wantonness and such. The king, facing these serious matters and bad omens, spoke with his younger brother about it. Yudhishthira said to Bhima, Arjuna went to Dwaraka to see his friends and to learn about Krishna's plans. It is now 7 months ago that your younger brother left, O Bhimasena, and I do not know exactly why he does not return. Might it be so that, as Narada told us, the Supreme Personality has decided it is time to leave this physical manifestation of himself? We owe our wealth, kingdom and wives to him. By his grace, the existence of the dynasty and the life of our subjects has become possible. And because of his mercy, we could defeat our enemies and live for a better world. Just look, O man with the strength of a tiger, at the position of the planets, how things are faring on earth, and what is happening to the body and the mind. All these dreadful signs, deluding our intelligence, indicate a great danger in the near future. Again and again my thighs, eyes, arms, and the left side of my body are quivering, and I have heart palpitations due to fear. This is all indicative of undesirable happenings. See, O Bhima, how the jackal frantically cries at sunrise, and how the dog barks at me without any fear. O tiger among men, the cows leave me aside, and the other animals are turning around me while my horses seem to weep. The pigeon appears like a messenger of death, and the shrieks of the owls and their rivals the crows make my heart tremble as if they wish the void of the cosmos. O Bhima, see how smoke circles in the sky, and how the earth is throbbing along with the hills and mountains with loud thunderbolts out of the blue of a cloudless sky. The wind blows sharply, creating darkness with the dust, and rain pours like blood from the clouds as an omnipresent disaster. The sun is shining less. See how the stars in the sky seem to clash into one another, and how the living beings are confounded and agitated as if they are crying. Rivers and their tributaries, the lakes and the mind are all perturbed, while fire does not ignite with the help of butter. What is this extraordinary time? What is going to happen? The calves do not suck the teats, and the cows do not want to be milked, looking afraid as if they are weeping, while the bulls do not take pleasure in the pasture ground. The deities seem to be crying and perspiring as if they want to leave the temple, and also the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines and hermitages have lost their beauty, being bereft of all happiness. What sort of calamities will befall us? I think that all these great upsurges manifest out of the need for the marks of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality. The earth, bereft of the extraordinary signs of the Supreme Person, misses that fortune. O Brahmin, while the king thus was thinking to himself, observing the bad omens, Arjuna returned from the kingdom of the Yadus. Bowing down at the feet of the king, his dejection was unprecedented, with the tears that fell from the lotus eyes of his downward-looking face. Seeing Arjuna pale with a heart full of anxiety, the king, who remembered what Narada had said, questioned him in the midst of the friends. Yudhishthira said, "Are our Yadu relatives of Madhu, Bhoja, Dashara, Ara, Sattvata, and Andhaka all happy passing their days in Dwaraka? Is also my respectable maternal grandfather Shurasena in good health passing his last days? And are my maternal uncle Vasudeva and his younger brothers all well? Are my aunts, his wives, all the seven sisters headed by Devaki herself, all happy with their sons and daughters-in-law? Is King Ugrasena, whose son was so wicked, Kamsa, still alive? Are his younger brother Ridika and his son Ritavarma and Akrura, Jayanta, Gada, Sarana, as also Shatrujit and the rest all happy? Is also Balarama, the Supreme Personality, the protector of the devotees, doing well? Are the great warrior Pradyumna and all others of the Vrishni family happy? And is the in every respect powerful plenary expansion of Krishna Aniruddha faring well? And how are Sushina, Charudeshna and Samba, the son of Jambavati, doing, as also the other eminent sons of Krishna and their sons like Rishabha? Are likewise the constant companions of Krishna such as Shrutadeva, Uddhava and others, as also Sunanda, Nanda, and the other leaders and liberated souls of excellence, doing well? And are all those who are bound in friendship under the protection of Balarama and Krishna also thinking of our well-being? Is the Supreme Lord, who is the pleasure of the cows and the senses and always cares for the devotees and the Brahmins, enjoying his assembly hall surrounded by his friends in the city? In order to protect and elevate all the worlds, the original Supreme Enjoyer resides together with Ananta, Balarama, in the company of the ocean of members of the Yadu dynasty. In his city, the members of the Yadu family enjoy the deserved protection of his arms and relish the same transcendental pleasure as the residents of heaven. By giving priority to managing the comforts at his feet, the 16,000 wives headed by Satyabhama made the Lord subdue the denizens of heaven so that they could enjoy matters like the Parijata tree that are normally the privilege of the wives of Indra, the controller of the thunderbolt. The Yadus, enjoying the protection of his arms, always fearlessly enter the Sudharma assembly hall which, procured by force from Indra, was worthy of the best of gods. My dear brother, are you all healthy? You appear to have lost your luster. Is it because of missing the respect and being neglected, my brother, for having been away too long? Has someone addressed you unfriendly with harsh words? Or could you not be charitable to someone asking or keep a promise? Are you, who are approached for the protection of the Brahmins, the children, the cows, the elderly, the diseased and the women, were you unable to offer shelter to any of them approaching you and deserving your care? Have you contacted a questionable woman? Have you treated an acceptable woman improperly, maybe? Or has your good self been defeated on the road by a superior power or by equals? Have you disregarded old men or boys who deserved to dine together with you? Or have you done something abominable that is hard to forgive? Or is it so that you, in your relation to the one most dear, my brother Arjuna, your heart's friend, Krishna, you feel a void missing him all the time? I can think of no other reason why you should suffer such a mental distress.